John, this Christian Wilkins story.
Yeah.
Odd. I don't feel like we have all the answers.
I don't think we have all the information to form answers or opinions. I'm not sure.
So Heather had it in the news yesterday. So just fill people in.
Okay. So he's not going to be playing for the Las Vegas Raiders in 2025, even though he signed this huge four-year, $110 million deal last season. And there's speculation as to why he won't be playing. One could be that they're not happy with his rehab and how he's healing from an injury, right?
Sure.
Okay. That makes sense. But the other is this alleged kiss on a teammate's head. He apparently kissed playfully a teammate on the head, but that teammate didn't take it so playfully and went and complained, allegedly, to HR.
So
he
that
was not happy. So now there's speculation, could it be this kiss that has led to his dismissal?
Yeah.
To make things weirder, Raiders defensive tackle Adam Butler was asked about Christian Wilkins and the whole situation. What come again?
Well, that opens a can of worms, because that sure makes it sound like there's a whole something else going on.
Yeah.
Get therapy, get help.
Somebody will listen.
So I don't, maybe Christian Wilkins has something going on in his life that his teammates knew about, nobody else knows about. I don't know what that is or what it possibly could be, and I'm not going to speculate on any of that. But it does raise questions like, what is going on out in Vegas?
I have no idea what's going on out there in Vegas. This is very bizarre because, okay, if it's the injury thing, that makes sense to me. They disagree with the player's rehab. They think he's damaged goods. They want a way to void some of the money. Okay, that's life in the NFL. John, I'm sure you've seen plenty of situations
sure.
like that. The kissing a teammate thing, you said you'd never really seen. That's odd. I don't think that in and of itself is a reason to cut somebody. You can meet with guys and go, hey, personal space, respect boundaries.
Right.
Then you throw this in the mix and it's like, what is he saying? Like, get some help? Like, is this a third issue? Is this related? Now you got people speculating about his sexuality. And it's like, first of all, I don't think that's an issue. If you can play football, you can play football. But
no,
this is such a bizarre situation.
It is. And I mean, was there anything going on in Miami?
Right. That's where he was productive and played before.
Yeah. And when he was a free agent last year, we had outlined all the reasons why we thought it would be a good idea for the Lions to go after Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a football player. But then to have, okay, was it an injury issue or how to treat an injury? Was it this you know, quote unquote, playful kiss? Or is there something, a third issue going on?
Is he crossing more personal lines with teammates? I don't know. I mean, this opens that can of worms when he goes, I'm not going to comment on
that situation. I also didn't like that term, right? Like, I'm not going to comment on my teammate, he should say, or like,
right,
ex-teammate. But he made it so much worse.
Former teammate.
So much worse. Whatever you're going through, you can get help, get therapy. I mean, I would ask, does he make sense for the Lions? I don't even know how to answer that question because I don't even know what's going on.
Right. And so the other thing is like, okay, obviously we heard from Adam Butler.
Yeah.
But who leaked the information about the kiss?
I'm assuming the team to try to explain why they released him, right?
But I don't know if that is, or was it possibly by his agent,
maybe
because of the grievance.
To say, hey, he can play football still.
Yeah.
His teammates had some weird situation happen where they were uncomfortable, but he can ball. He can play.
Somebody else, another player, there was some sort of rumors talked about his, quote, freaky history online as well.
What does freaky history mean?
I don't know. Of controversial interactions.
Texas has pointed out there's clips on the internet of him doing inappropriate things in like piles.
Oh, like in a pile
play.
On the field. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you talking about there?
That's just
pile.
Yeah,
that's a
what
fair.
What are you saying?
That's a fair point. I don't know. I mean, look, the Lions have some injuries on their defensive line. He's a highly productive player.
Yeah.
He's going to want to play, to John's point, to fight this injury grievance.
Yeah.
But look, if he's gay, that doesn't mean you don't want him on your football team. Now, if he's violating other people's personal space, that's a separate issue.
Well, if that's the case and you're talking about his sexuality, I think his former teammate's response is also strange then. If you need to get some help and you need therapy, he's talking about his sexuality, that's an odd response to that. There's
I don't think that's the case.
I don't either. I don't either at all.
We're left with so many questions.
Like you said, more questions than answers.
And the problem is, like, okay, if Christian Wilkins has something going on where a teammate says, you need to talk to somebody or you need to get some help, then, you know, you would like to respect the privacy of whatever that issue is, because if that's the reason that he is no longer a Raider, there's a big issue there.
There is.
And I'm a little bit surprised that we're now a few days into this and we don't have more information, because people will not stop until they find out more what they believe are facts.
Oh, we're going to get more of this. I mean, he's going to want to play. He's going to want to clear his name at some point. We're going to get some more information.
You would think.